When I got my first Golden Guide, I loved paging through Arthur Singer's beautiful illustrations, imagining seeing these amazing birds in real life. Like the Sears Christmas catalogs of my childhood, I thought of this field guide as my wish book. But unlike many of the toys in that Sears wish book, the birds in real life were even more wonderful and more beautiful than their depictions. Imagine seeing an honest-to-goodness whooping crane, a pileated woodpecker, a roseate spoonbill. One by one, I saw most of the birds in that wonderful wish book over the next 20-some years. But at some point, after I saw my 600th bird in the ABA area in 1999, I started thinking about faraway places. I knew how stunning a ruby-throated hummingbird's throat was, but could all those tropical hummingbirds named for gemstones, topaz, emerald, amethyst, beryllium, and more, all be equally stunningly brilliant? Was a real-life resplendent Quetzal truly resplendent? The more I traveled, the more amazing birds I saw. Honest-to-goodness toucans, cock of the rocks, Abyssinian ground hornbills, Cuban toadies, gray-crowned cranes. This year I finally saw a jabiru, the largest stork in the Americas, and it did not disappoint. Meanwhile, I've still not seen every bird in North America this side of the Mexican border, but I finally did see California condors. They were thrilling. As of November 2025, my life list stands at 2,332. That's a lot of birds, but it's less than a quarter of the species in the world. I've never seen an ostrich, that ginormous African stork, the shoebill, any wild penguin, and so many more. But the birds I have seen are enough to fill my mind and heart with beauty and joy. Because reality is so much better than I imagined before I started birding, I'm endlessly irritated when I see AI-created bird pictures, which are now ubiquitous on Facebook. Based on the comments I see, a good many people cannot distinguish fake birds from real ones, and some do not want to be told that a photo they're sharing is a fake. One woman sharing AI images of completely fabricated birds got furious with me for saying they weren't real. I just don't understand a world filled with real natural wonders, but also with people, ostensibly the smartest animals out there, who can't recognize real from fake. I suppose it's understandable that some people prefer fake nature at a time when so many apparently prefer fake humans, too. Faces injected with neurotoxins and surgically sculpted to achieve a plastic sheen like a Barbie doll come to life. According to Wikipedia, there's even a name for that plasticized result, Mar-a-Lago face. It doesn't affect me at all what people do to their own personal bodies and faces, but whenever anyone uses AI for any purpose, it exacts a toll on all of us due to those enormous data centers that use vast quantities of electricity and water, damaging air and water quality and directly contributing to climate change. The sad thing is, even when we realize this, it's hard for us as individuals to avoid or minimize AI and cloud technology in our own lives when a great many everyday things, including the apps and cameras and recording equipment that identify real-life plants and animals by sound or photo, depend on AI. I hate that so much AI is used for fakery, but it's tragically ironic that it helps us identify the real living beings whose very existence AI has put at risk. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.